Dan Terry got his start playing in a territory band in his hometown of Kingston, Pennsylvania. When most of the band was drafted, he went to New York. During the day, he blew his horn with rehearsal bands at NOLA Studios on West 54th Street. At night, he took the subway down to the Hotel Pennsylvania, where he listened to the bands outside the Café Rouge and got to know the musicians. One night, Jimmy Dorsey asked him if he wanted a job and sent him to the Arcadia Ballroom at 53rd and Broadway to audition with Mugsy Spanier. In a 1998 interview, Dan Terry picked up the story.
The band had just gotten off the set, and I met Mugsy, and he had gotten a call from Jimmy, so he said, "Get your horn warmed up, or you'll go on the next set, and we'll see how we do." So I played the next set, and he said, "We start rehearsing at NOLA's tomorrow. We're going on a USO tour all over the country, and like to have you with the band."
After the tour and a stint in the Marine Corps, Dan was on the road again with Sonny Dunham and then his own bands, playing at the Aragon and Trigonon ballrooms in Chicago and backing up the Andrews Sisters at the Chase Hotel in St. Louis. He was signed by Columbia Records along with Les Elgart and Pete Rugolo in 1954 and cut 20 sides, including The Teenager, which he played with Count Basie at Carnegie Hall that same year at the Birdland All-Stars concert.
Dan Terry on trumpet. And you'll be hearing a lot more from Dan Terry with his new orchestra. It'll be in Birdland, I think, sometime in December with the Sarah Vaughan Show.
The mid-1950s were heady times for Dan Terry, backing up musicians like Dinah Washington and spending time with Quincy Jones and John Hendricks, who remembers those times fondly.
We used to meet on the corner of 50th Street and Broadway almost every day, in front of the real building. He didn't have any trouble finding people to play with him because all the cats wanted to play with him, and they found out that he was getting a band together. Everybody came, you know, because they knew he was going to have something going good and it was going to be swinging.
Dan Terry played other dates and made other recordings, but the band business dried up after rock and roll took off. Dan never gave up the dream, though, that the bands would come back, if only given a chance. In the meantime, he did some writing and arranging and lots of music copying for Jackie Gleason, Dean Martin and the Hollywood Palace shows, and dozens of acts at the Las Vegas Hilton, including Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra. He starred with Connie Haynes in the short film Birth of a Band and appeared in The Manchurian Candidate and The Hustler. Everywhere he went, Dan Terry was an evangelist for the big bands. Music historian Dave Samuelson says there won't be another musician quite like him.
Dan Terry represents an era that's slowly disappearing from us. He was there in the waning days of the big bands, just before rock and roll changed everything. He hired some of the best arrangers, some of the best musicians. He knew how to play the blues. If I had to pick one track, I'd pick his trumpet solo from Autumn in New York in 1952. Very few people could match Dan Terry on a ballad. And that recording on Vita with the Marty Page arrangement shows him at his peak as a ballad player.
Dan Terry passed away December 27th, 2011, in Danville, Illinois. Goodbye, Dad. I love you. For WBAA Public Radio, I'm Greg Kostroba.